Episode 2820, Change the World.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Seriously. I know it's past midweek, but sometimes we just got to take a moment and reflect on where we are and how we're doing. Today's Inspiration Motivation Day, I want your heart to beat for something new. You're a dreamer, right? It's time to change the world. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Harriet Tubman said this, "Every great dream starts with the dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world." When I think about that, just the weight of it, the words, it's like, wow, I can really make a difference. And I believe we wake up thinking, I can do this, but by the end of the day, we're like, oh, I so cannot. Today, I want you to wake up knowing that you are going to do it and go to bed knowing that you have tried and you're continuing. Because just because the world seems to be unstable and you've got more bad establishing its roots doesn't mean that you give up on your dreams, right? You can't throw in the towel because you don't like the world you see. You see the world, so go and change it. But in order to change the world, your vision for what you see must change. There has to be significant differences in hope versus the reality you experience. Yes, you need to act in faith and know there's something better than where you are. But at the same time, the reality of where you are needs to be acknowledged so you have a direction of where you don't want to go. Change the world. If you and I don't commit to our dreams, how can we expect anyone else to do the same? Think about that for a moment. If you have kids, if you're not reaching for the stars when it comes to your dreams, how can you tell them to go and do the same? Yeah, because you're not following your own teaching, right? Are you going to do what you teach? Or are you going to be one of those who, well, you're all words but no action? At some point, the excuses have to fall flat. You need to find a way to dig deeper into your strength, no matter how your day appears. Now, it would be nice if life was easy, but if it was, would you be as grateful for what you have? Hard times are not made to weaken you, but to strengthen you. Your endurance is built in the valleys of failures. The cleanup is what makes you stronger, leaving an edge of hopefulness to lean on. Yet, don't rush the seasons. You, my friend, are on a journey. So make sure you are patient in the process of your progress. Your journey is a beautiful merger of failures and successes that all make way to the mountaintop of your greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. God has laid within you something special, a gift, a talent, a desire. It's within you and no one else. And because it's unique to you, that means only you can fulfill that. So you've got to take this journey. You've got to be willing to take that one step every single day. That doesn't mean you're running a marathon in a day. I know I've tried. It doesn't work well for me, especially now I'm older. But years ago, I used to run 7 to 11 miles a day. Now, I didn't do a marathon in a day, but I did a couple marathon and a halves. Almost 2.5 marathons a week. And that was crazy. But I did it, and I did it for years and years and years. But at one point, my body said, enough is enough. However, just because my body couldn't handle it, do you think I stopped doing things? No, I found another way. So my one step, my running, became, oh, wait, I can go and I can walk instead. I can bicycle. I can jog. I can walk fast. There are other things I can do besides running. Start today by igniting your passion. Stir the spark within, the one God has laid within you, fanning the flame to grow. And when you hesitate about what's possible, remember to reach for the stars. Nothing is impossible. You see the world, so go and change it. Every great dream starts with the dreamer. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you really soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.